USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to push a big stimulus bill over the finish line in the Senate. Biden opening a White House meeting with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and top economic advisors saying people need help now.
Today's job report shows that the American Rescue Plan is urgently needed in our view. Our economy still has 9.5 million fewer jobs than it had this time last year.
Worth noting, only 9% of the COVID-19 relief package goes toward COVID relief, and only 1% of the spending will go toward accelerating vaccine distribution. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is one step closer to being stripped of his emergency powers related to COVID. The state assembly debating now after the Senate voted for the measure. A final decision expected later today. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Pope Francis making an historic trip.
Like most Americans, Pope Francis has been holed up at home for the past year, with travel plans canceled thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. But the pontiff on Friday headed out for a three-day tour of Iraq, the first papal visit to the country. Pope Francis on Thursday appointed Cardinal Joseph Tobin of Newark, New Jersey, considered one of the country's most liberal bishops, to the Vatican's Congregation for Bishops. Tobin joins the 25-member Vatican Congregation, which oversees the selection and appointments of bishops. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Air Force is delaying its physical fitness test for the fifth time because of the pandemic. It announced a test will resume January 1st, but admitted it might have to be delayed again. The tests were scheduled to begin again in April. The Air Force says it will use a new scoring system when it does resume testing. Airmen will have to do a 1.5-mile run and 1 minute of push-ups and sit-ups. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels of Cochise County, Arizona, says that halting the border wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border has left areas wide open for Mexican cartels to operate. In January, President Joe Biden issued executive orders to pause the construction of the border wall that was promoted heavily by the previous administration.
It's wide open right now. It's wide open, and with the chaos going on the border based on these administrative decisions, and it just, we saw this in 2019, Brian, where 141 countries breached our southwest border in the first 9 months, over 1,000 gang members, 822 assaults on agents, 271 deaths on our border. This is a crime scene, and this is what we just put together. We had it under control. This is frustrating, and now it's going back to 2019. It's frustrating.
Daniel speaking there on Fox News. The Oklahoma House passed a bill that would ban the government from closing churches and places of worship in scenarios like the COVID-19 pandemic. The Oklahoma Religious Freedom Act passed the state's House of Representatives 80-18 and now heads to the state Senate. The bill defines the phrase substantially burdened to mean to inhibit or curtail religiously motivated practice. Declaring closing those places of worship a substantial burden on Oklahoma's citizens' freedom of religion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.